प्रभुपाद की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय। थैंक यू सो मच माता जी, मैंने श्री लक्ष्मी माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर एसोसिएशन। हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम। योर स्पेशल प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज, दिस इज सीति दास अंबरी दास हियर एंड आई एम सो हैप्पी इंदु माता जी। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ऑल योर ग्लोरियस सर्विसेज। हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम। शिल प्रपात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय। थैंक यू सो मच माता जी, कितना सुंदरी माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर वैल्यूबल एसोसिएशन। थैंक यू माता जी। हरे कृष्णा। इज देयर एनीबडी वुड लाइक टू इंट्रोड्यूस देमसेल्फ? माता जी, सावित्री माता जी ऑन द कॉल?
यस
ओके। हरे कृष्णा माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम। शिल प्रपात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय। थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर योर वैल्यूबल एसोसिएशन एंड योर क्लास। हरे कृष्णा माता जी, कैन यू स्टार्ट रिकॉर्डिंग?
ओके। हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर जॉइनिंग अस। दिस इज सावित्री देवीदासी। प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेइसेंसेस। ऑल गोज टू शिल प्रपात, ऑल गोज टू ऑल द वैष्णवस। We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22. Om Ajnana Tirandasya Avyanam Janashalakaya Chakshurum Nilitangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtham Satitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराध कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुति देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभयेव च, पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासनी गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यदि फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता मध्य लीला चैप्टर 22, द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस। यू आर स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द टेक्स्ट नंबर 148। बोल विभक्ति साधनेर कहिल विवरण, রাগানুগা ভক্তির লক্ষণ শুন সনাতন। ট্রান্সলেশন। মাই ডিয়ার সনাতন, আই হ্যাভ নাও ইন ডিটেল ডিসক্রাইবড ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দ্য রেগুলেটিভ প্রিন্সিপল। নাও হিয়ার ফ্রম মি অবাউট কন্টিনিউয়াস ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস অ্যান্ড ইটস ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক্স। সো নাও ইন দিস very important chapter, we are hearing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. And in detail, you know, he already described about the Vaidhi Bhakti. And it's very important. And this Vaidhi Bhakti eventually turns into Raganuga Bhakti or spontaneous devotional service. And spontaneous devotional service makes Krishna completely satisfied. And we must hear very attentively what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching to us. So next is 149. রাগাত্মিকা ভক্তি মুখ্যা ব্রজবাসী জনে তারও অনুগত ভক্তিরও রাগানুগা নামে দ্য অরিজিনাল ইনহ্যাবিটেন্টস অফ বৃন্দাবন আর অ্যাটাচড টু কৃষ্ণা কন্টিনিউসলি ইন ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস নথিং ক্যান কম্পেয়ার টু সচ স্পন্টেনিয়াস ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ইট ইজ কল রাগাত্মিকা ভক্তি When a devotee follows in the footsteps of the devotees of Vrindavana, his devotional service is called Raganuga Bhakti purport. In his Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami states, Tad evam tat tad abhimana lakshana bhava visheshana svabhavika ragasya vaishishte প্রতি তত্ত রাগ প্রযুক্ত শ্রবণ কীর্তন স্মরণ পাদ সেবন বন্দনাত্ম নিবেদন প্রায়া ভক্তি তেষাং রাগাত্মিকা ভক্তির ইত্যুচ্যতে তত তদীয়ং রাগম রুচ্যানু গচ্ছন্তি সা রাগানুগা When a pure devotee follows the footsteps of a devotee in Vrindavan, he develops Raganuga Bhakti. So now, very important point, we are hearing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that about the Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service, spontaneous love for Krishna. Raga means attachment. Bhakti with deep attachment for Krishna. In Vaidhi Bhakti, we may not have that deep attachment that we are practicing or we are following rules and regulations. We may not have that deep affection or deep attachment for Krishna. So when you develop this deep attachment and deep affection for Krishna, from that point, it becomes Raganuga. Anuga means Raga Bhakti. Anuga means following. Two words are there, Raga and Anuga. Raga means attachment, and Anuga means following. So, Mahaprabhu is pointing out the original inhabitants of Vrindavan are attached to Krishna continuously in devotional service. Vrindavan or Navadvip Dham, which are non-different to each other in principle, in tattva, the original inhabitants means the associates of Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are situated in spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Means very natural and on the platform of soul to the super soul, this attachment is there. That is very natural, loving and spontaneous. They're situated. Nothing can compare to such spontaneous devotional service. It is the topmost devotional service. Raganuga Bhakti, which is called Ragatmika Bhakti, means original inhabitant, spontaneous love for Krishna is known as Ragatmika. And when a devotee follows in the footsteps, in the devotees of footsteps of the devotees of Vrindavan, his devotional service is called Raganuga Bhakti. Means following the Ragatmika Bhakta is known as Raganuga Bhakti. Now, gradually that point will come that by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are following Krishna and Radha, Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan. So, we are following inhabitants of Vrindavan. By doing so, we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti. chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Raganuga Bhakti. It's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of realizing this point. Why? Because we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footsteps, his instructions. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Radha Krishna combined. Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So whenever we say Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or when we chant Radha Krishna Jigal Naam, that is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we then immediately become aware of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. In Vrindavan, Radha Krishna Nitya Leela, gradually we become aware. Everything becomes very, alive to us. Golok Dham and Radha Krishna and Vrindavan Basi, residents of Vrindavan, inhabitants of Vrindavan, everything becomes so alive to us. Or we become completely aware or spontaneously aware of the inhabitants of Vrindavan along with Sri Radha Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was saying in his lecture, when we look at the sky, although we see all the only clouds, but we are perfectly aware of the different planetary systems up there. In the night time, if we see the sky, we see so many stars, planets are there. As we are much more educated in science, we are very much aware of the presence of Sun, Moon, Mars, Jupiter, Venus in the solar system. So more advanced devotees, they're aware of much more extension of the presence of planets and stars. We know different lokas, seven lokas up there, and beyond that is Viraja River, beyond that spiritual sky, beyond that, in the spiritual sky there are so many Vaikuntha planets, and also Golok Vrindavan planet is there. So very advanced, elevated devotee, because completely aware of all those planets. Although a person is living in this earth, it's like we are completely aware of presence of sun. Although in Mayapur now it is night, but we are aware the sun is in the sky already. Not only sun, moon is there. Also other planets are there. So as our consciousness becomes more and more expanded and advanced, we become completely aware of presence of spiritual sky, spiritual planets, Vaikuntha planets, and Golok Dham. And our consciousness, our attention becomes fixed on Golok Dham. Immediately also we become aware of presence of Radha Krishna and Golok Dham and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Krishna's boyfriends and cows and animals and peacocks, Govardhan Hill, Yamuna River, Nandagram, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the elderly gopis, elderly gopas, and Krishna's cowherd girlfriends. Whole Vrindavan picture becomes alive in the consciousness as we are progressing in our devotional service. And now we are hearing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the original inhabitants of Vrindavan. They are attached to Krishna spontaneously in devotional service. It is not that something that we cannot become aware of. We can become aware of. So following the original inhabitants of Vrindavan's attachment for Krishna or their process of bhakti, which is known as love, is known as ragatmika bhakti. And the short purport where Srila Prabhupada quoted from Bhakti Sandarbha is beautiful. Although the details are not there, we understand that tattva abhimano lakshana, there means when a devotee adopts the mood of the original inhabitants of Vrindavan and thus they perform the devotional service through the nine processes, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam. Like this, following in their footsteps, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us completely, that is Raganuga Bhakti. Because he is Radha Krishna combined form. And we are following directly the original inhabitants of Vrindavan, Shri Radha and Krishna. So let's go to the next one. The characteristics are being told now. 150. Ishte swarosiki raga parama vishtata bhavet tanmani ya bhavet bhaktihi satra raga niko dita. Ishte, unto the desired object of life, swarosiki, appropriate for one's own original aptitude of love, ragaha, attachment, parama abhishtata, absorption in the service of the Lord, bhavet, is tatmayi, consisting of that transcendental attachment, ya which bhavet is bhaktihi, devotional service, sa that atra here, ragatmika udita, called ragatmika or spontaneous devotional service. When one becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to one's natural inclination to love Him and is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Lord, that state is called transcendental attachment. And devotional service according to that attachment is called ragatmika or spontaneous devotional service. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-272. Actually, the book Srila Prabhupada gave us, The Nectar of Devotion, a very informative book, very important book for us. In that book, you know, mainly the Raganuga Bhakti, or mainly the whole thing is about Bhakti, science of devotion service. So many chapters are there about this, the writers of Lord Krishna, about the spontaneous devotion service and varieties of love for Krishna in detail, and very wonderful. Once we start reading that book, we cannot stop reading about that spontaneous devotional service Srila Prabhupada wrote. It's very beautiful that how in Sridham Vrindavan or Golokdham Vrindavan or Bhoma Vrindavan, the original inhabitants, they are so much naturally, spontaneously attached to Krishna. And they simply love Krishna. And Krishna also simply loves them. Vrindavan is Krishna's home. The devotees are Krishna's family. Originally, all the souls belong to all the souls are lovers of Krishna. But for the time being, all for a short period of time, you may say, or temporarily, we have forgotten that. Now we are again trying to connect ourselves with our original family, with Krishna, in our original sentiment and emotion. In other words, we are now trying again. In Vaidhi Bhakti, we may not be connected emotionally with Krishna, but in Raghunatha Bhakti or continuous devotional service, our natural feelings and emotion and sentiments are the most important factor. Means consciousness must be connected. And this love is very special love, that ragatmika love or raganuga love, according to the original inhabitants of Vrindavan, that we are practicing love for Krishna is so wonderful, and it's very special. Very special. It's not just in ordinary kind of love. It's a love of the soul for the Supreme Soul, or soul of the soul, Shri Krishna. Why is it so natural and spontaneous? Is it possible naturally and spontaneously? Yes, completely possible. How? Because we are inseparable parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna is existing with all his manifestations. And all his energies and incarnations and expansions, all together is Krishna. They are always connected with Krishna. Just like whiteness of milk cannot be separated, or the blueness of the blue lotus flower cannot be separated from the blue lotus flower. If we can separate the blueness of the blue lotus flower or whiteness of the milk, then it cannot exist. Similarly, the jiva and the prakriti or material nature or spiritual nature cannot exist separately from Krishna. In other words, a jiva, when it's situated in the Achintya Bheda Bhed Swarupa, then it is possible. Then it is possible for a soul to love Krishna naturally, spontaneously, and boundlessly. The capacity of loving Krishna is there. Boundless love is there in the soul. It's amazing. It's simply amazing. So although we are separate from Krishna, yet we are not separate from Krishna. We are Krishna's visheshan, like blueness of the blue lotus flower, cannot be separated. Yet they are separate things, but not separate. You cannot separate. We cannot separate. Because we cannot separate ourselves from Krishna, so it is natural that we are for Krishna. We are of Krishna. In other words, we are also one with Krishna. One, yet we are not one completely. This inconceivable oneness and separateness or difference with Krishna puts us into that position. To be able to love Krishna boundlessly, spontaneously and naturally. So Krishna's associates are already situated in that. It's eternally they are situated in that. In our case, it is temporary thing that we had forgotten about Krishna and our love for him. Our dormant love for Krishna must be awakened now by the help of the spiritual master, by the help of Krishna's instructions, by the help of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's instruction. Now we are putting ourselves into the process to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. So now we are getting that facilities to awaken our spontaneous love for Krishna. We must remember that our loving propensity that expands just as the vibration of life, light, vibration of light, or air expands. Just like air can be expanded unlimitedly, similarly, a soul's loving propensity also can expand unlimitedly. Once we understand our Swarupa in relation to Krishna, then it is possible to understand what is spontaneous love or what is spontaneous devotional service. So when one becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to one's natural inclination to love Him, it is also very natural for the soul. Soul cannot live without loving, whether it is in the material world or spiritual world. But by loving anyone or anything, we cannot satisfy our demand of loving endlessly. Our ability, we cannot utilize our ability to love boundlessly. That we cannot utilize here. But when we connect ourselves to Krishna, when we accept Krishna as our most cherishable object of our existence, most lovable personality in our life, then only can we become happy or we become satisfied about our life, about ourselves. As we remember, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna spoke a verse in chapter 7, text number 17. He says, Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyohi jnano atyartham aham cha mama kriya. Priyohi jnanina atyartham aham sacha mama kriya. Among them, the man of wisdom always engaged exclusively in devotional service is superior. Because of their knowledge and wisdom, I am extremely dear to them, and he is dear to me. They are dear to me. The relationship between Jnani and Krishna, very specific. I mean, not to always here in this verse, actually very specific kind of Jnani Bhakta. Who is Nitya Yukta and Eka Bhakti Vishishyate. That kind of Jnani Bhakta is very dear to Krishna because they accept Krishna as their most dear, most loving friend. Because Jnani, they accept Krishna as the most cherished, most lovable, most loving friend. So Krishna also accepts them as very dear, means priya. Priya means very dear. In Bhaiti Bhakti, we accept Krishna as God, Supreme. We are aware of His opulent side, majestic side. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Creator. He's the Maintainer. He's the Destroyer. Is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent Lord. But His personal side is exhibited in Vrindavan. That is called Priya side, or Priyatva, or feeling Krishna is our very dear, most friend. That feeling develops in Vrindavan. Or we can accept Krishna as our dearmost friend, Priya, Priyatva. This is a very wonderful point here. Means that generally people establish relationship with Krishna for some selfish purposes, in hope of gaining some material desire, you know, gaining desired material objects. But who are true knowers of absolute truth, they can become the lovers of absolute truth. Because they accept Krishna as the most cherished objective of their existence. How dear? How much dear? That is even beyond description. Atyartham. Atyartham means most, extreme. Means inconceivably dear. Krishna. So Krishna also considers them as very dear. So on this, on the basis of this verse, we understand how the inhabitants of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna. Because they also accept, because they accept Krishna as dear, dear most friend, dear most lovable and loving object. So Krishna also considers them as very dear to him. This loving exchange is so wonderful between Krishna and devotees in Vrindavan. Through different rasas, it is going on, and it is natural inclination. Means that our dormant natural attraction for Krishna must be awakened. How can be awakened? By the words of Krishna, as he has given in Gita, by the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the words of spiritual master and self-realized souls, and the scriptures. We understand the truth. As we are realizing the truth more and more clearly, so we are also changed. The knowers of the absolute truth becomes the lovers of the absolute truth. Means from the knowers of the absolute truth emerge the lovers of the absolute truth, of Krishna. Means the natural inclination becomes manifest. And their thoughts are totally absorbed in Krishna. The thoughts are possessed by Krishna. The heart is possessed by Krishna. Mind is possessed by Krishna. It is so wonderful. The state is called transcendental attachment, and devotional service according to the attachment is called ragatmika, a continuous devotional service. I didn't get the time to study all those parts, you know, that in Bhaktivedanta Samhita Sindhudarsha. Verse number is there, but it's wonderful means to understand that the bhakti, when it is infused, or when it is endowed with attachment, continuous attachment to Krishna, continuous attraction for Krishna, is called spontaneous devotional service. Means the more we give ourselves to Krishna, more we feel good about the spiritual life, about the reality. Gradually we become situated in the reality. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the whole thing in chanting. How it is? We are going to describe that a little bit. The next verse, 151. Iste ইষ্টে গাঢ় তৃষ্ণা, রাগের স্বরূপ লক্ষণ, ইষ্টে আবিষ্টতা, এই তটস্থ লক্ষণ। দ্য প্রাইমারি ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক অফ স্পন্টেনিয়াস লভ ইজ ডিপ অ্যাটাচমেন্ট ফর দ্য সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গডহেড, অ্যাবজর্পশন ইন থট অফ হিম ইজ এ মার্জিনাল ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক। সো রাগাত্মিকা ভক্তি ফার্স্ট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ স্পিকিং, ইট হ্যাজ টু অ্যাসপেক্টস, ওয়ান ইজ দ্য প্রিন্সিপাল অ্যাসপেক্ট দ্যাট ইজ গাঢ় তৃষ্ণা, ইষ্টে মিন্স দ্য ডিপ অ্যাটাচমেন্ট, তৃষ্ণা অলসো মিন্স হ্যাঙ্করিং, অলসো থার্স্ট or yearning means it's like oxygen is to us, we cannot live without oxygen. Similarly, a devotee cannot live without Krishna, without thinking of Krishna, without loving Krishna. Even for a moment, they cannot live without loving Krishna, without thinking lovingly about Krishna. The deep attachment is inconceivable for us, actually. They do not have any other thoughts other than loving Krishna. As if in the heart there's nothing, only love for Krishna. So Gaurav Krishna, deep, fathomless, boundless, and ever-increasing attachment, ever-increasing hankering for Krishna. After giving whole heart to Krishna, feels, I have given nothing. I have not given my love to Krishna because I do not have any love. The next moment again offers the love to Krishna, still feeling, I have not offered my love to Krishna. In this way, continuously, that attachment is being increased. Ishta Garho Krishna. Ishta means my desired object, my most loving, lovable objective, Krishna. Goal, Krishna. My dear most friend, Krishna. My dear Krishna. They do not address Krishna, oh Lord, oh Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they address Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, oh my dear friend, oh my dear Krishna, oh my Prananath, dear Prananath, oh my Lord of my life, oh my hero, like that. Very dear, very personal, very intimate way they treat. Just like in humans, they treat their family members. How we feel so happy being surrounded by the family. It's like a father feels happy to see the children. The mother feels happy to be with the children. And the children also feel very happy with the parents. The way we have the intimacy and loving relationship with each other in our lives. Similarly, the inhabitants of Vrindavan have that kind of affection, deep, fathomless, inconceivable affection, ever-increasing attachment for Krishna, Gaurav Krishna. This is their primary characteristic. First characteristic. That is Ragatmika, spontaneous love. And second one is absorption in thought of him is a marginal characteristic. Means, yes, of course, that follows the remembrance of Krishna, means continuous and spontaneous and and always means continuously, and never stopping thinking lovingly. This is so important to understand about the Raganuga Bhakti or Ragatmika Bhakti, because when a fortunate soul tries to follow in the footsteps of Vrindavan devotee, then only we can this Raganuga Bhakti develop. Means that desire must be there. That hankering must be there, that I must perform bhakti, just like the residents of Vrindavan, just like the residents of Navadvip Dham. That that desire must be there. Loulam ekalam mulyam. That is only price we have to pay. Or that is the way to achieve continuous devotional service. By following. Yes, we cannot replace any of the devotees of Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. Like we cannot replace Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda or Radharani or the Sakhis or Gopis. Or we can become maid servants of the Gopis. Or we can become servants of the Gopas. Servants of the Krishna's cowherd boyfriends. Or you can become servants of Mother Yashoda in parental love. You know, different categories of love is there. We cannot replace anyone. Ragatmika bhaktas. We can become assistants to them. We can have the same relationship, the assistant, or maid servants, or servants, or anuga, followers. And so wonderful. It's so wonderful. In this way, we can unlock our love for Krishna. Thus, we start living fully. Then we come to complete blissful existence. Then we experience our blissful existence. Existence is very blissful. We hear that. But we generally not experience, because in this material world, struggle for existence is so severe. It's so, hard work here, that we generally do not experience that existence can be very pleasurable or very blissful. And blissful existence means premananda sukhi, means prem. That prem gives us ananda and makes us happy. And today is the Nityananda appearance day here in Nagpur. We have celebrated today. And we sing every day, right? Haha Prabhu Nityananda, premananda sukhi. Yes, without experiencing prema for Krishna, we cannot experience ananda and we cannot become happy too. And Nityananda means is eternally blissful by loving Krishna or serving Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So unless we are engaged in spontaneous, loving, pure, natural, spontaneous loving service to Krishna, we cannot experience the blissful existence. Otherwise, we experience a very struggleful life here in material world. Indeed, it is. It is a tough struggle here. So, the opportunity has been given to us. Now in this chapter, Jitana Mahaprabhu is helping us to take us to the another realm, the blissful realm, spiritual realm, beyond this material influence. We can enter into blissful eternal life that is called spiritual life, transcendental life, or Raganuga Bhakti life. 152. Ragomani Bhakti Rohayo Ragatika Namo Tahashuni Lubdohayo Kuno Bhagavano. Thus, devotion service which consists of raga, deep attachment, is called ragatmika, continuous loving service. If a devotee covets such a position, he is considered to be most fortunate. Yes, very rare soul can desire that, or will desire that, will be greedy about that life, where spontaneously, naturally, purely, purely can love Krishna. Thus, we experience in return, we experience also Krishna's boundless love for us. That makes us supremely happy. Our love can expand boundlessly for Krishna. And by engaging ourselves in loving Krishna, we also experience Krishna's love for us. Thus we experience the blissful existence. Krishna consciousness is the ultimate loving affair between souls and Krishna. And this love or prema can give us boundless joy, bliss. And by experiencing boundless joy and bliss, we become happy. That's what. So we must have that intense desire. How can I be also one of the members of Krishna's family in Vrindavan? How can I be also like them, be able to love Krishna purely? And thus, experience Krishna. What is that? The love. How does it feel? Because in this material world also we value most about what? About love. Love is most valuable asset in our life. We appreciate most about the love. And we feel so fortunate if someone loves us. And if we are also able to love others, we feel so fortunate. Prabhupada says, if one doesn't have anyone, he keeps a dog to love the dog, to serve the dog. So because the loving propensity is there, what to do with this loving propensity? This loving propensity cannot be satisfied unless we come to Krishna. Unless we come to loving Krishna. And that hankering cannot make us, peaceful. Means that propensity, the tendency to love must be satisfied by us. Otherwise, that force, that power within the force cannot keep us peaceful. We cannot find any rest anywhere unless we find Krishna, unless we give our love to Krishna. It's amazing thing. That shows that soul is made of love and soul is meant to love Krishna. It's the ultimate reality. It's the ultimate truth about the soul. In Gita, we hear about the soul, that it cannot be cut into pieces, it cannot be burned, it cannot be destroyed, many things. About it is eternal. Many things we hear. But ultimately, what is soul meant for? Soul is meant for loving Krishna. It is made of love. Same thing. Soul is Krishna's expansion. Krishna's minute manifestation. Soul is not material, Soul is also Krishna. We are samples of Krishna. But in minute, atomic size, like one drop of ocean water, is also water. Ocean is also water. One drop of ocean water is also water. One bangle of gold is also gold. One ring of gold is also gold. And gold in the mind is also gold. Qualitatively one. So we are also qualitatively one with Krishna. So Krishna is love. God is love. We are also love. We are made of love. And we are meant to love. But unless we love Krishna, offer our love to Krishna, we cannot fulfill our that demand or propensity or loving propensity or loving intention or tendency. We cannot fulfill. So the devotional service, which consists of raga, the main point is coming again and again, deep attachment. This is the main difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. In same bhakti will continue, means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atman Vedanam, but with deep attachment for Krishna. Everything will be with deep attachment. Chanting will be deep attachment for Krishna. And hearing will be deep attachment for Krishna. Everything will be with deep attachment. Everything. So that is called Agatmika. Spontaneous loving service. If the devotee covets such a position, he is considered to be the most fortunate. Indeed, most fortunate. So, a little purport is there. Next one, then I will discuss a little bit. 153. Lobhe bhoge bashiro bhave kari anugati. Shastra yukti nahi mani raganugare bhoprakriti. If one follows in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan out of such transcendental covetousness, he does not care for the injunctions or reasons of Shastra. That is the way of spontaneous love. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee is attracted by the service of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, namely the cowherd men, Maharaj Nanda, Mother Yashoda, Radharani, the gopis, and the cows and calves. An advanced devotee is attracted by the service rendered by an eternal servitor of the Lord. This attraction is called spontaneous attraction. Technically, it is called Sarupa Upalabdhi. This stage is not achieved in the beginning. In the beginning, one has to render service strictly according to the regulative principles set forth by the revealed scriptures and the spiritual master. By continuously rendering service through the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, one's natural inclination is gradually awakened. That is called spontaneous attraction or Raganuga Bhakti. So, Vaidhi Bhakti turns into Raganuga Bhakti. It's not different thing, but it is the mature state of Vaidhi Bhakti is called Raganukta. Srila Prabhupada gave us the example of green mango and ripe mango. The green mango becomes ripe mango later. So similarly, this is the point. The dormant love for Krishna becomes awakened. That is called Raganuga Bhakti. Means at that time, we don't have to be reminded ourselves to perform bhakti. Without any pressure, we'll do the bhakti. Without any external endeavor, naturally from within, from heart, we'll be performing bhakti with a deep attachment for Krishna. That is the point. An advanced devotee situated on the platform of spontaneity is already very expert in Shastric instruction, logic and argument. When it comes to the point of eternal love for Krishna, no one can deviate him from that position, neither by argument nor by Shastric evidence. An advanced devotee has realized his eternal relationship with the Lord, and consequently he does not accept the logic and arguments of others. Such an advanced devotee has nothing to do with the sahajiyas, who manufacture their own way and commit sins by indulging in illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. If not nitya, sometimes the sahajiyas imitate advanced devotees and lived in their own whimsical way, avoiding the principles set down in the revealed scriptures. Unless one follows the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunatha Bhatta, Sri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, and Raghunatha Dasa, one cannot be a bona fide spontaneous lover of Krishna. In this connection, Srila Narottam Das Thakur said, রূপ রঘুনাথ কবে হইবে আকুতি কবে হাম বুঝাবো বুঝাবো সে যুগল পীড়িতি দ্য সহজিয়াস আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং অফ দ্য লভ অ্যাফেয়ার্স বিটুইন রাধা এন্ড কৃষ্ণা ইজ নট বোনা ফাইড বিকজ দে ডু নট ফলো দ্য প্রিন্সিপলস লেড ডাউন বাই দ্য সিক্স গোস্বামী দ্য ইলিসিট কানেকশন অ্যান্ড দ্য ইমিটেশন অফ দ্য ড্রেস অফ রূপ গোস্বামী অ্যাজ ওয়েল অ্যাজ দেয়ার অ্যাভয়েডেন্স অফ দ্য প্রিসক্রাইবড methods of revealed scriptures will lead them to the lowest region of hell. These imitated sahajiyas are cheated and unfortunate. They are not equal to advanced devotees, paramahamsas. Devotees and paramahamsas are not on the same level. So Srila Prabhupada is warning us for so many things. He wants to protect our komal bhakti, soft bhakti, tender bhakti. Our bhakti is very tender and very soft. So Srila Prabhupada, being an acharya, wants to protect us. So the main point is, swarupa upalabdhi is very wonderful, important point. Is we have to be situated in that achinta bhedabhet swarupa. Our bhed abhed swarup is very wonderful swarup. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, right, jivev swarupa hai krishnero nitya das krishnero tatastha shakti bheda bhed prakash. The three points about jiva must be understood. Means swarup upalabdhi. We are not outsiders of Krishna. We are insiders. But we have forgotten that we are his parts and parcel, or we are his expansion. We are his manifestation in a minute form. Tatastha Shakti, or marginal energy, is Krishna's another manifestation, but still Krishna remains as Krishna. Energy and Krishna's energies and Krishna's inclinations, Krishna's expansions are all together is Krishna. Nothing can be separated from Krishna. So there is oneness, also separateness. We are not Krishna. Our position is always different from Krishna. Our constitutional position is we are subordinate to Krishna. We are very minute. Our constitutional position is very minute. We are very atomic in size. We are very insignificant part and parcels of Krishna. We are subordinate, dependent reality of Krishna, dependent principle of Krishna. So we have to understand the swarup upalabdhi. Then only we can perform our devotional service in pure way, that is, spontaneous love can be awakened. If we have that covetousness, lobha, this point is very beautiful, means our intense desire must be there to have it. If one follows in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, out of such transcendental covetousness, he does not care for the injunction or reasonings of the Shastra. Means he is so much convinced about it that he is not deviated from Shastra. For any reason, Because if one is completely convinced about the goal and about the process, nothing can deviate that person. Is continuously marching progressively to achieve the goal. And our foremost process is Nam Sankirtana, Nam Japa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra chanting. And this chanting is everything. As we know, in a wonderful book known as Sri Bhajana Rahasyam, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, wonderful truth about bhajan, the confidential method of bhajan, Bhajana Rahasyam. That is also important to understand this chapter. This Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Bhajana Rahasyam will help us so wonderfully to understand this chapter, this rest of the chapter that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about Raganuka Bhakti. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur analyzed this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and found that Shastakam is corresponding with this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. How we can perform Bhakti step by step. See that I'm reading a little bit from the book, small paragraph about that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in the book Sri Bhajana Rahasyam. He says, the holy name in the 16th word Hare Krishna Mantra, there are 8 pairs of names. Corresponding to these 8 pairs, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recited the 8 shlokas of the Shvikshashtaka. The first pair of names, Hare Krishna, signifies the subduer of ignorance and the performance of Nama Sankirtana with faith. The second pair, Hare Krishna, means Krishna's names are invested with all potencies. One should have attachment for bhajana by taking shelter of the holy names in the association of sadhus. Gradually, by performing bhajana, anarthas, unwanted contaminations are destroyed. As anarthas are removed, nishtha, firm faith develops. The third pair, Krishna, indicates the company of pure devotees and becoming fixed in firm faith throughout the day and night. By the fourth pair, Hare Hare, unmotivated devotion is awakened along with a taste for Nama Sankirtana. The fifth pair, Hare Rama, represents the taste for pure service along with remembrance of the holy names as prescribed in the Shikshashtaka. In the sixth pair, Hare Rama, chanting in the beginning stage of transcendental emotion leads to material detachment and complete attachment to Krishna. The seventh pair, Rama Rama, awakens attachment for the mellow of conjugal rasa, the shelter of Radha's lotus feet, and feelings of separation. The eighth pair, Hare Hare, leads to attainment of the goal of life, loving service to Radha Krishna, following in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan throughout the 8 divisions of day and night, Ashtakala. So, what I was going to say here, that this wonderful book, Sri Bhajana Rahasyam, in that book, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, how step by and by chanting, purely, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How can we progress, how we can progress step by step to the Rajamukha Bhakti? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he has given us the instructions in Sikshastakam, that corresponds, you know, each verse corresponds to each pair of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So wonderful, very amazing book, how by chanting we can reach the ultimate stage, that loving service to Radha Krishna, falling in the mood of gopis of Vrindavan throughout the 8 divisions of day and night, Ashtakala. Means everything becomes so continuously aware, continuously manifest in us by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. First, we become aware of the presence of Golok Dham, just like we are aware of the presence of so many planets in the solar system. Similarly, Golok Dham, Radha Krishna, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and their spontaneous attachment for Krishna, Radha Krishna. Ultimately, Gopi's spontaneous attachment for Radha Krishna. And that is the highest gift Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. Through this chanting, we can achieve. It's amazing. Simply amazing. Okay? So, thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for giving me this chance. Again, CC. So, you are covered up to 153. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Please accept my dandavats.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Such beautiful verses and so deep. The way you explain these verses with so much devotion. It was so nice to hear. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the beautiful comeback. We are very, very happy to have you again. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thanks to Panishwari
Mataji
connecting you. Thank you.
I'm so grateful to all of you, all of you. I'm so happy to be back with all of you. Actually, I'm in great need of your association. You won't believe that. I'm really, really, please bless me. Everyone, please bless me. Everyone, please pray for me so I can understand a little bit things what we are reading. Understand. Please pray for me.
Mataji, we always seek your blessings, Mataji. Thank you so much for coming.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Welcome back.
Hare Krishna.
It was so nice to see that. Such a wonderful surprise to see that you are going to be giving class again. I do have a couple questions. One is, you know, I'm flipping through this copy of Shri Bhajana Rahasya that I have, and I was trying to find that place where it breaks down the Maha Mantra like that. I don't know if you can direct me where I should look.
I have a Bengali book, but I was reading from the book online.
It is
Shri Bhajana Rahasyam. Let me get the quote. Yeah, Bhajana Rahasyam.
Yeah, I'm in the first chapter.
Very beginning. Yes, very beginning.
Yeah.
You know, the verses are there. One verse is there. Let me read that. Namnasya yavat sakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki jana. Simply by one chanting the holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. Did you see that verse?
I'm looking.
And next verse, in the picture, verse number 5. Verse number 5. Agachati, na agachati.
Yeah, I see that one.
Vishnu. Yeah, after that, you go, Yena.
Yeah, I see that.
Yena.
Yeah, I see that.
Just after that, it is there. You see that?
Oh,
best of the Bharatas. The holy name of Hari can be always present.
I'm seeing that. I see it now, Mother Sitri. I see where it is. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
And throughout the book, it has been explained, expanded so much.
Okay. And one other thing was, as you're saying, when we mature in Vaidhi Bhakti, we come to, that matures into Raghunuga Bhakti. So, is it that maturity of Raghunuga Bhakti means that we come to, that we become Raghunuga Bhakti ourselves, or no?
No. Raghunuga is eternal, original inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Okay, those Raghunuga Bhakti, those slots are always filled. We can never become Raghunuga ourselves.
Bhakta, same bhakti. Bhakti is same, but we are following, them. So we are always followers.
Mm. Right.
And they are our leaders. Yeah. And the Vaidhi Bhakti becomes continuous love when Lobha is added. If the Lobha is not added, the transcendental covetousness, then it remains Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti can be so long and cannot be, it was continuous. It may take a long time. Although the green mango becomes the ripe mango, but something that maturity is needed, and it should be attached to the tree, and time factor is there. Yes, it is true. But still, what we are understanding here, the transcendental covetousness means our desire also must be there. Yes, desire to have that kind of sentiment or mood as the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the way they love Krishna and the Krishna loves them, you become so much attracted or covetous, or you are greedy for that, you are hankering for that. I mean, you deeply desire that. This is required also.
You said what is required also?
That is required. Means deep desire is required. When you hear more and more about the inhabitants of Vrindavan, how they love Krishna, and Krishna loves them also, in the loving exchange between them and Krishna. And you also then develop the desire, I wish I was also a cowherd boy, or I wish I was also a cowherd girl. I want to love Krishna as gopis love. I want to love Krishna as Gopas, covered boys. I want to love Krishna as Mother Yashoda loves Krishna. I want to love Krishna as Nanda Maharaj loves Krishna. I want to love Krishna as the cows love Krishna. I want to love, So in this way, the more we hear Krishna Leela, we develop that particular type of inclination or desire, covetousness, lobha. Love Krishna in that way.
And the quickest way to develop this greed is through the chanting, right? The offensive chanting.
Chanting is everything. It's like a vehicle. Chanting is everything. In this Kali Yuga, in this short period of life, there's no other way to achieve the goal. Because time is factors there, right? It takes time. So that's why you say quickest way. Quickest way is to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means his teachings. Means through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, we can achieve the goal in this lifetime. And what is his specific instruction? Chanting. And instruction 8, Shikshashtakam. If we realize those two things together, then it will be very easy for us, by the mercy, by the favor of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to achieve the goal. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself is Radha Krishna combined. So they are the original inhabitants of Vrindavan. We are following them. Those requirements are there. We are going to hear more, Following the resident of Vrindavan is there. Particular resident of Vrindavan is required. And I want to follow them as they love Krishna. Like covered boys love Krishna. I want to follow them. So this is the way you follow the particular devotee of Vrindavan. So we are directly following Shri Radha and Krishna, who are together in one form, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And his principal instruction is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, you are right in that sense. And Sri Bhajana Rahasyam and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu help us a lot.
And you said if we follow these two things together, two things means one is the chanting and what's the other thing?
No. Hare Krishna Mahamantra are the made of 8 prayers.
No. Before that, you said if we follow these two things, you don't remember me.
Yeah.
The two things were...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his... Shikshastakam and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes.
Oh, those are the two things.
If we understand...
I think you also mentioned Nectar of Devotion.
Yeah, Nectar of Devotion and Shri Bhajana Rahasya. No,
that's not what I was talking about. I think it was the Shikshasakam and the chanting. Because the Nectar of Devotion you mentioned much earlier. It was just now you had mentioned, if we understand these two things.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, again, you say that. In Sri Bhajana Rahasyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this 8 prayers of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Shikshashtakam, they are corresponding to each other. What I was saying that one requirement is to follow the inhabitants of Vrindavan, their way of dealing with Krishna, their process or their love for Krishna. This is one thing. We have to follow in their footsteps, right? That is the thing, Raganuga Bhakti.
Yes.
To follow the Ragatmika Bhakti. So that requirement is fulfilled when we follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his instruction. And his principal instruction is chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then you said, yes, through chanting of Mahamantra we can achieve. Yes. How can we can achieve? That we also must be understood, must understand very nicely. How? We've been hearing, right? Through chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everything can be achieved, right? We've been hearing. And it is true. ইহা হইতে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার সর্বক্ষণ বল হইতে বিধিনাই আর থ্রু চ্যান্টিং অফ হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র অল দ্য ডিজায়ার্ড গোলস ক্যান বি অ্যাচিভ হোয়াট ইজ দ্য হাইয়েস্ট গোল টু গোলক ধাম অ্যান্ড ইনগেজ ইন কন্টিনিউস লেভেল ডিভোশন টু কৃষ্ণ অর হিয়ার নো ম্যাটার ইট ডাজন্ট ম্যাটার অর আই এম হিয়ার অর আই এম দেয়ার আই মাস্ট বি ইনগেজ ইন লেভেল কন্টিনিউস পিওর ডিভোশন সার্ভিস টু কৃষ্ণ. And that dormant love must be awakened in me, in us. How can I do it? By the favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following his instructions, and, given by him chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and understanding the relationship between chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the eight prayers of Maha Mantra and Sikshashtakam, eight stanzas of Sikshashtakam. If we understand it properly, it will be so wonderful for us to practice this Raghamukha Bhakti. Very wonderful.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you very much. Oh, go ahead, Mataji, please. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Kumbhamiki Dasi, Basic Supreme Humble of Vishnu.
Oh, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
I was just remembering that this is one song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Dekhite dekhite bulibo vakape ninjo sula parichay. You remember that?
Yes.
So that song also describes or to mention about what you were talking right now. That's what I was thinking.
Yes, many songs are there. In time to time, I'll do, you know, Mataji, 30 songs I have sent to Bhakti Sangha group, not much, but in Priti Lakshana group, regularly I'm sending those translation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur's bhajan songs, you know. So wonderful for us, so important for us, for practicing Raghamukha Bhakti. I've been sending now, as you're saying, that holy name destroys our, that bija for the gross body and subtle body. It destroys. And then it manifests our spiritual body. And then we then experience, oh, I was all alone in the spiritual body. Wrongly, in my illusion, I was thinking I'm the gross body and the subtle body. That illusion is completely destroyed by chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the spiritual body manifests by the power of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in that Sarupa Upalabdhi, with the Sarupa, we are able to perform Raghamukha Bhakti.
Yes.
That Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said through his bhajans, through his song. Actually, that is my desire, you know, time to time, those beautiful, beautiful, you know, songs, translation, I'm trying to send. These are relevant for this chapter. This will be encouraged, yeah. You will be encouraged to chant purely. That's the point.
Yeah. From there, everything comes about. From the chanting.
Mm-hmm.
Pure chanting.
Yeah. Mataji, you have not come to my home. Huh? Prabhuji is here.
Yeah, because I had some... The one thing that I didn't get place to... There was no accommodation for me. So I couldn't come. Because Prabhuji got the accommodation, I said, then you go ahead. because of me, he should.
Well, I didn't know that. We live in a, you know, third floor, so it will be troublesome for you. If you come and stay with us, come and stay with us.
Still, I'm trying to. Somebody has some apartment. That's what I have heard from one devotee here, and they are trying because there were two persons they were talking, but the one. Once mother passed away, so she's gone there and she kind of cannot disturb her now. But then he said, I will try another this. So we'll see. It's up to whatever the tiger I'm in. If it's in my fate, I can also go. I mean, come there.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Thank you very much for a nice class. It's so nice hearing your voice again. I love the way you chant the verses, Bengali verses, very, very nice. I have a question, maybe following kind of what Gaurangi Mataji was asking. So we are always Raganuga. We are just following in the footsteps of these Ragatmika, you know, personal associates of Radha Krishna. So does that mean that do we still have a personal relationship then? If we are following, how do we have that personal relationship with Krishna? That's one question. And then let me ask the next question, and then maybe that will. And my other question is, and is it always in Vipralamba? Is it always in Vipralamba? Sometimes I have this, of course, material thought that Vipralamba seems a little bit painful. And I know pleasure and pain in the spiritual world is absolute, but I'm just wondering about that. Is it always in Vipralamba? And that's it. Those are my two questions, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anishina Mataji, you have to just check on your phone if she's on the line still.
Okay. How do I check? Do I just push flash again?
No. Yours is landline, right? It won't tell you if the other person is on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't hear her voice. And
okay. Let me just text her on my home.
Connect her again?
Yeah, I will connect her again. Let me find my phone. Okay. Okay. Let me see. I don't think she said Hare Krishna, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, that's what... I'm very doubtful if she heard your entire question also. So.
Okay. I don't know if she logged off. Okay, let me try to get her on there. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Priti Rasini Mataji.
Kamadaki Mataji, it's not me, it's all glories to Kirtita Sundari Mataji. She was the one who got her back.
I was surprised when I saw her. She's giving class. And in the morning also, then you gave that class, a wonderful class. Mataji, very, very wonderful. I'm going to keep on reading. I hear again, very cool. It's very wonderful.
You're so kind, Mataji. Please be there for us all the time. Thank you, Mataji.
See, the thing is, I'm selfish. I like to hear.
Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so everybody's on. So everybody's here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask my question again. So my question was, you had said that we are Raganuga Bhaktis. We just follow in the footsteps of those pure devotees, those Ragatmika Bhaktas, who are eternal servitors of the Lord. So does that mean, if we're just following in them, do we still have a personal relationship with the Lord? How do we have that personal relationship if we're just following them, number one? And the second question was, is it always Vipralamba? Because I understand that, I understand Vipralamba is considered the highest, but in my material thinking, you know, I'm not anywhere near a devotee, just trying to be, but that Vipralamba seems very painful. So, and I know absolute sense in the spiritual world, pain and pleasure are equal, but it still seems kind of painful. So is there ever a meeting or ever a, you know, a connection, you know, that, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, the first part, means following in the footsteps means, we understand both, means Krishna, Krishna is their loving objective, right? And they are related with Krishna. We are also related with Krishna, but that spontaneous loving attachment is not being experienced in us, isn't it? And the devotees of Vrindavan, they are already situated in their natural, pure, spontaneous
loving exchange with Krishna. So relationship with Krishna is always there. Here at them is in Vibhadi, bhakti is also there, and in Raghunuga bhakti is also there. We are practicing Krishna bhakti for Krishna. Three things are there, right? Krishna, who is to be served, Krishna, Lord. We are servants, and our relationship is service or love. Lover, beloved, and love. Mm-hmm. Now we desire to follow them. Means we wish, like, I may think, oh, how can I love Krishna just like the Krishna's boyfriends love him? I want to love Krishna in that way. Oh, how can I love Krishna just like the gopis, they love Krishna. Like that. And Krishna loves them back. The way Krishna loves his covered boyfriends. Oh, Krishna loves Mother Yashoda. Krishna loves back, you know. If we develop that deep hankering, then we try to follow them. Oh, I want to do it. Not to be in their position, but follow me. This is known as Raghunuga Bhakti. The love is beyond any rules and regulations, isn't it? That's the point. Suppose my kids, and they love me. Does that love comes under any kind of rules, regulations, any kind of pressure or whatever? Nothing, right?
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. Anytime they can come to me, anytime they can, you know, say, call me, anything. So Vrindavan is Krishna's home. That Krishna is, you know, very close, very near and dear, and very intimate. Krishna is fully available to Vrindavan residents, isn't it? Krishna as Narayan is like Supreme Justice at office in the court, you know. Krishna in the office, he is known as Narayan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when Krishna is home, he is covered boy. Mm-hmm. He is not God at all.
Right.
In Vrindavan, no one worships Krishna. Oh, the Supreme Lord, I worship you, no. I pay my humble obeisances. No. Krishna is the near and dear one. Boyfriends, they love Krishna to play with him. So if I develop the desire, I want to love Krishna, I want to play with him. Well, like once Prabhupada was saying, I want to go to Kolok Vrindavan because I want to eat kachori with Krishna. In his mood, he says. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so similar thing. And now the second one, Vipralambha. Vipralambha means feeling separation. What Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what the Hare Krishna Mahamantra leads us to the directly to the conjugal rasa. Conjugal rasa can be experienced in two ways, you know, means in union and in separation. Mm. Of course, in any rasa, union and separation both are there.
Mm-hmm.
Like friends, when their friends are separated, they feel, you know, miss them.
Right.
Miss each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And father, mother also miss the child. When Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they went into, you know, so much
separation,
grief, separation from Krishna.
Yeah.
So separation and union both are there in any relationship. Now you said separation is very painful. Indeed painful, materially indeed it is painful, and transcendental pain is also a pleasure. Pain is there.
Yeah.
Pain is there, but it is not material pain.
Right.
And it is inconceivable for us. It is inconceivable. For example, as we know from the prayer of Brahmaji, Satya Anukampam Su Samikshamano Bhunjan Ivatma Kitam Vipakam. Read Bap Bapu Bhir Vidadan Namaste. Mukti Pade Dayak means if we analyze, one who analyzes everything is Krishna's mercy, Tate Anukampam Su Samiksamanam. Samiksha means by researching or by, you know, by considering everything. That Krishna is the Supreme Lord, all good, absolute truth. Everything he does to us is absolute good, it cannot be bad. But any bad thing is happening in my karma phal, evatmatitam vipakam. And when one when one always pays humble obeisances to you, bows down before you, while going through, suffering his own karma, that person becomes eligible for liberation. That means everything is a mercy. If I get at the end the liberation, it is also a subject of my joy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm going through difficulties, suffering because of my bad karma. But at the end, I'll get liberation. That also makes me happy. That will also make me happy, isn't it? And then, ultimately, if I go on bowing down before Lord, surrendering myself completely and suffering, going through suffering with patience, this is my token of just karma I'm getting by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna has reduced my karmic reactions to minimum so I can go through it. And ultimately, if I tolerate everything and remain steady, steadfast in my devotional service to Krishna, ultimately I'll be liberated. I'll be eligible for liberation. By thinking of those, you can become happy. In any way, you can become happy. Actually, who has completely situated in Krishna consciousness, it is impossible for that person to be unhappy. In every situation, he will be happy. But transcendental separation is beyond that. It's completely inconceivable for us right now. Is that deep Krishna consciousness we cannot imagine. They are situated in such a deep, deep, deep Krishna consciousness. That is inconceivable for us. Theoretically, we are understanding many things. How deeply one is situated in Krishna consciousness, it is inconceivable.
Okay.
Because the pain also ultimately is a source of pleasure for them. Because the pain is coming from Krishna, my beloved. My beloved is giving me pain or pleasure. Both are for me pleasure. And that is the last verse of Shikshastakam, Ashlashabha Padatakam. The hankering for Krishna all the time, rather than whether he breaks my heart by not appearing before me, whether he tramples me, or whatever he wants to do with me, he can do it. Still, he is my Lord.
Verse after verse. Yeah.
Lord of Mother. And that is the thing, which is inconceivable for us.
Thank you, Mataji.
But ultimately, we can achieve that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we are progressing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reveal and empower us to understand his points.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji. So the patience, as Prabhupada says, we should have patience for waiting for that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, patience and complete faith. Holding on to the feet of Satan. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for the class, and we are very, very fortunate to have you back, Mataji. I'm really sorry. In the beginning of the call, I couldn't welcome you properly. Please forgive me. We are very fortunate
for
such a beautiful class.
Actually, I am. You are already all, everyone is so fortunate. Although you are far from Mayapur, but your heart is in Vrindavan. That's wonderful. The heart is in Navadvip. If I live here and my heart is somewhere, then what's the use? That's the fact you'll understand. I was praying to Lord, some of them, please connect me with the Sangha. Although here I'm getting Sangha, but I don't want to keep my consciousness out of Vrindavan or out of Mayapur. That is the thing. Although you are living very far away from the Dhamma, but your heart is in the Dhamma. That is wanted. So you are fortunate.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
That is the most important thing. Consciousness. Where is the consciousness? Where the consciousness is roaming. Our consciousness is focused. Please pray for me. Thank you. I'm very happy to be back.
Thank you, Mataji. We are very grateful to you. Actually, it is very late night today in India, but still you are on the call. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very, very fortunate to have you, Mataji. Is there anybody having any more questions or comments for Mataji? Okay, if there are no more questions or comments, we would like to end the call. Mataji, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.